With Brisbane being home to a diverse range of snake species, it's not uncommon for residents to find a snake either in or around their homes. What is the best and safest thing, in your opinion, for people to do if they find themselves coming into contact with a snake?
Well, first of all, I would say is to not panic. A snake sighting is rarely something to be scared of. And the best way to respond is to just, first of all, take a minute to think about your surroundings and what's actually going on. Here in Southeast Queensland, we live with snakes all the time. To be honest, a large amount of our houses and properties have a snake somewhere on it, and we're just simply not aware of them. They're such stealthy creatures that we're not going to see them a lot of the time. The fact that you're seeing one means that there's one out in the open. Now, whether or not it's actually a dangerous snake is another matter.
What are the most common snakes known to inhabit the Brisbane region?
The most common snakes that we're going to be seeing around Brisbane are the carpet pythons and then the common tree snake. There is, you know, the brown snakes, the red bellies, and the other venomous snakes that you're going to be seeing. But by and large, you're going to be seeing carpet pythons and tree snakes.
So out of all the snake species you just mentioned, the brown and red belly snakes are the only ones that are venomous?
So the carpet python and the common tree snake are both non-venomous. They do have teeth, and they can give you a bite if you go and pick them up, but they'll flee if given the opportunity every time. Now, if they do get cornered or they can't find a way to go, the first thing that almost every snake will do is a defensive display of some sort. So they'll make you quite aware that they've had enough, and they will strike back if you continue to provoke. The eastern brown snake is quite common throughout many parts of Brisbane, basically all throughout Brisbane. So is the red-bellied black. Now, those are the two more common of the larger venomous snakes. The eastern brown will get defensive a bit more readily, but again, that's only if approached first.
And how long have you been in the snake removal business?
I've been running this business for about 3.5 years. And I've got, and before that, about another 2 or 3 years, I've been working for other fauna management and environmental companies around the Brisbane area.
Does the Snake Out Brisbane service include the removal of both venomous and non-venomous snakes?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when it comes to the non-venomous snakes, we typically like to have a reason other than, we typically have to have a reason other than simply somebody being a bit uncomfortable having a snake in their backyard. That being said, a large carpet python around small pet or in an aviary or around birds or things like this, we're more than happy to come and relocate them.
And how can people identify the non-venomous snakes from the venomous ones?
Now, a lot of the time it is quite hard to tell, but there is fantastic resources like the Greater Wildlife of Brisbane book. So I recommend everybody read that who lives in Brisbane. All snake catchers, well, most that I know anyway, are snake catchers. We're happy to take photos. So we're more than, if you can get a photo of it from, a safe, 5 metres or so, we're more than happy to identify it.
What areas does the service cover?
We'll cover all the way up to Moreton Bay, down into the Logan Council, out towards Ipswich and out into the Redland Bay. We like to kind of work from about Indooroopilly to Termside up north, out towards about 8 Mile Plains to the east, down south to maybe Springfield Lake sort of area, and out towards Ipswich. That's kind of our preferred region, but we will go further if there's nobody else available.
Can you tell me what actually happens to the snakes once they're caught?
We all operate under the Nature Conservation Act, which kind of stipulates that any snake that is caught has to be relocated to suitable habitat as close as possible to where it was found, of course, taking into consideration, human safety and whatnot.
And are snakes more prone to be attracted to certain conditions, such as wet environments?
They are going to be attracted to moisture and anywhere where there's going to be shelter and other resources like food. Now, around Brisbane, we're more worried about rodents. Anywhere where you're going to have mice and rats is going to be more likely to attract eastern brown snakes, which is really the main snake of concern in the Brisbane area and throughout much of the east coast. So anything you can do to minimize rodents, such as keeping your food and rubbish tidy and cleared away, any chicken food or food scraps that you have out in the backyard could be kept as secure and locked up as possible, and to minimize potential shelters wherever you can in the backyard. So any kind of rubbish or timber lying around to be eliminated where possible, or raised up. So at least for timber and sheets of metal, they should be at least raised up so there's a draft going through underneath them and they don't form a good shelter. And I guess ground covering vegetation around the house can probably be kept to a minimum.
Lastly, what should someone do in the unfortunate event they do get bitten by a snake?
again, like with any snake situation, is to try not to panic. The worst thing you can do in this situation is move around. Australian snake venom gets into the circulation through muscle activity. So any kind of muscular activity of the limb or affected area is going to get the blood, get the venom from the lymphatic system into what is being, where it's being injected, into the capillaries and into the bloodstream faster. It's more about muscular activity than it is about the circulation. With the compression bandage, what you're actually trying to achieve is both immobilization and compression of the entire lymphatic system. Let's say you've been bitten on the leg. You want to start at the extremity of the limb and wrap the bandage about as tight as you would do for a sprained ankle, all the way up the entire limb and then down again. And if you have another compression bandage, put that one on as well. You're trying to create a tourniquet above the bite site. You need to wrap the entire limb and compress the entire muscle and the entire system, and put a splint on it as well if it's the leg. If it's the arm, put it in a sling.
And is there anything else you would like to add?
I guess I'd just like to say that I know snakes can be pretty scary and confronting a lot of the time, and we are, as you know, humans evolutionarily kind of imprinted to be aware of dangerous animals, including snakes. But if you take a little bit of time to learn about them and get to appreciate them, you'll not only be able to distinguish which ones are the more venomous ones and which ones are probably less dangerous, and you'll be able to appreciate them a bit more and a bit more safely from a distance. And again, there's no snake that ever attacks anybody without provocation. If you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone.